Think about the last time you learned something new as an adult. Maybe picking up a digital tool, trying out a hobby, or stepping into a new role at work. Did you notice how you leaned on your past experiences to make sense of it? Adult learning is not about starting from zero. Instead, it builds on what you already know, what you value, and where you want to go next. This is the essence of andragogy, the science of how adults learn, as introduced by Malcolm Knowles. And when applied to career design, it can be a powerful way to shape your professional future. Knowles outlines several key principles that distinguish adult learning from child-focused education. Self-direction. Adults want ownership of their learning process. They learn best when they can set goals, choose approaches, and evaluate progress. Lived experience as a resource. Unlike younger learners, adults bring years of personal and professional experience that can enrich new learning. Problem-centered learning. Adults are motivated when learning is connected to solving real-life problems, not just absorbing abstract content. Internal motivation. While external rewards matter, adults are more driven by personal growth, meaning, and autonomy. When applied to career design, these principles mean you don't have to follow a one-size-fits-all path. Instead, you can design a learning journey around your strengths, motivations, and evolving career questions. Research shows that adults learn most effectively in context-rich environments that mirror real life. For example, older adults in computer classes progressed faster when lessons reflected everyday needs and cultural context. This highlights why career learning should not happen in isolation. It thrives when connected to community, mentorship, and real-world practice. Technology also plays an important role. Online tools, e-learning platforms, and informal communities of practice give adults the flexibility to learn on their own terms. Digital spaces make it easier to experiment, reflect, and gain feedback, all while balancing multiple roles in life. So, how does this translate into your career journey? Here are a few ways. Use your past experiences as data. Reflect on moments of flow, struggle, or transition. They contain clues about what energizes you. Engage in small experiments. Instead of waiting for perfect clarity, design low-risk career pilots that let you learn by doing. Seek community and mentorship. Learning alongside others provides support, accountability, and fresh perspectives. Prioritize reflection. Pause to connect your learning back to your long-term values and goals. These approaches make career design a living process, one that grows with you instead of locking you into a rigid plan. Andragogy reminds us that as adults, we learn best when we're trusted to direct our own journey, when our lived experience is honored, and when learning is connected to real-life problems. Career design built on these principles is not only more effective, but also more meaningful. Try to reflect on this. How might your past experiences become resources for designing your next career step, rather than obstacles holding you back?